Hello, my name is Orla O'Connell, and today I will be talking about the muse of bossa nova, Nara Leon. Nara was born in Victorio Espertillo, Seto, Brazil, in 1942. Nara is best known for being a bossa nova artist, música popular brasileira singer, acoustic guitarist, actress, songwriter, and being associated with many genres and movements. As a young girl, Nara was shy. To help with this, her father had gifted her a guitar at the age of 12. Nara was fortunate enough to have popular composer Patricio Teixeira and classical guitarist Solon Ayala as her guitar teachers. This not only inspired and propelled Nara's musical career, but also encouraged her to create friendships during her teenage years. Nara and this group of friends, which included Roberto Menscala, Carlos Lyra, Ronaldo Buscali, Joao Gilberto, Antonio Carlos, and many more, which were all part of Bossa Nova's musical revolution. Bossa Nova is actually said to have been born in Nara's apartment at her parents' house in Rio de Janeiro in 1958. As a result of this, Nara is also known as the muse of Bossa Nova. After singing as an amateur for a few years, Nara launched her career as a singer in 1963. Nara freely voiced her social concerns on her first album, but this would become increasingly important for her second album. During the mid-1960s, the military dictatorship led Nara to sing increasingly political lyrics. In Nara's second album, Opinión de Nara, she reflected her political beliefs as well as protesting the military coup in Brazil. In fact, Nara is one of the first bossa nova artists to engage in protest music. This got Nara in a bit of trouble in 1966, when she was almost framed in the national security law by the War Department due to her direct criticism of the military. She is quoted in an interview with a newspaper where she had said, "Our military forces are to no avail." During this time, Nara's music had increasingly switched to political music. Nara not only spoke up against the military dictatorship, but also against bossa nova as a movement, calling it alienating. Nara was also part of the Tropicália movement in 1968, appearing on the album Tropicália. By the 1970s, Nara had left Brazil and moved to Paris to focus on her family. But by 1979, Nara had returned to music after discovering she had an inoperable brain tumor. After spending her last 10 years doing what she loved, Nara Leon unfortunately passed away at the age of 47. Nara's art and spirit live on through the many talented artists and musicians' careers she had helped launch.